Hilchos Malicha. Kodim Shemolchem is a barosa. Before one salts meat, Sichem Ladiachos is a yofer, yofer b'maim. It has to be washed off well to get off the surface blood and to soften up the meat. Shreim Eisim b'maim le'echat Yisho. And it's soaked and watered for about half hour. So Shemayim Yichat Kol HaBosa, and the water has to cover an entire piece of meat. Mokom Sheish Dan Be'en HaLabosa, all the places that have actual blood. If there is actual pieces of blood on it, then it's from the Shavshim Shreim Be'en HaShriyah La'atziru. And you have to rub it till that blood comes off. V'chein Ba'uifes, the same thing applies to bird, poultry. Shreim from the Shavshim Hek Mokom HaShlita. In the place where it was shechted, there's a lot of blood stuck onto that area. You have to scrub it well to get off the surface blood before you salt it. Also, sometimes in the cavity of the body, when they take out the innards, the places that have these pockets of blood, you also have to make sure to take it out. Sometimes in the flesh of the meat or the chicken, there's some area that has like a purplish color that the black and blue mark. So from last time I'm looking at Zell, I see a prison Sharia. You should get rid of that because the soaking won't help for that area. Shemayim Karim Uyt. And Yichem Chilo, the Malkum Kram Ksaz, the Havik Sinosim, Havik Sanuga. Shemayim Karim Uyt. If the water is very cold, you should warm them up a little bit. Prison Sharia is a bus. The soaking process has to be in water, which is not freezing cold. You're not going to create a reminder, it's Kasha Bus. If it's too cold, it'll cause the meat to harden. So Yichem Tachadam and Licha will prevent Licha process from happening properly.